Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Jean-Claude Mas. How are you, mate?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. What we're going to do today is I just want to talk about some of the sub-regions within Languedoc. Languedoc is quite a big region we spoke about last week, but there are you make wines from all over Languedoc.
Yeah.
Probably the first thing is I noticed when we were tasting some of your wines earlier that you had a lot of varietal wines, and there's a Paydoc IGP, if you like. You make wines under that banner, don't you?
Today, in France, you have basically the wine with geographical designation,
yep,
and the wine without the geographical designation.
Yep.
They can be varietal, which in the past they could not be, and they can be vintage dated, Vin de France. And then in the family of geographically designated wines, you have the AOP and the IGP. The IGP, basically what's happening is obeys to more new type of varietals, more what we call international varietals, and the AOP obey to more local, indigenous varietals.
Yeah, they tend not to and let you create AOP wines from non-indigenous grape varieties. I mean, regions have done that in the past, but generally they just...
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
With AOP wines,
if
the grape variety never really grew up in that region, they discourage allowing people to make AOP wines from those wines?
Generally, yes.
Yeah, there are examples all over the place where they've allowed that. Or the
in France, basically like that. But you see in Spain and other region or even Italy, it's very different.
Yeah. Kinda,
but it's truly that when they are non-indigenous, it's difficult to get AOP standard.
Yeah, exactly. So is that one of the reasons why Languedoc or Paydoc IGP, a lot of the wines can be quite good, but they're still...
Basically, IGP wines in general. IGP Paydoc, the big advantage of the IGP Paydoc, it covers the whole Languedoc. Then you have IGP, you have about 50 different IGP in the south of France.
Yeah.
You have the IGP Paydoc, which is a regional IGP.
And that's pretty much all of Languedoc, isn't it?
It covers basically what we call département, the département from Roussillon, Aude, Hérault, and Gard, and that can be included in IGP Paydoc. And then within this, then you have other IGP, which are departmental, as we say. It can be IGP Hérault, IGP Aude, IGP Roussillon. And then you have subdivision within that IGP. There can be IGP Côte de Thon, can be IGP Coteau de Bessy, can be IGP from... Yeah. So it's kind of, there is a hierarchy within the geographical size of the IGP.
Mm.
And then in the AOP, it's a bit the same thing, where you have a generic AOP, which is Languedoc, covered all the Languedoc, and then subdivide into... IGP Languedoc is quite recent.
Because it used to be called, didn't it be called Côte de Languedoc?
No, it's different.
Oh, is it?
It's different. Because IGP Languedoc today covers Minervois, covers Saint-Chinian, meaning it's like IGP Paydoc. It covers the whole Languedoc. And then you have division inside, which were existing before IGP Languedoc.
Mm.
IGP Coteau de Languedoc was a vast IGP, AOP Languedoc, Coteau de Languedoc was a vast AOP, which has basically been divided into different crews like Pic Saint-Loup, Terrasse du Larzac today, which is a full AOP, La Clap, which is a full AOP, and all that have been a division of the Coteau de Languedoc. This is why Coteau de Languedoc and Languedoc are not the same thing.
Okay.
Languedoc include Minervois, which Coteau de Languedoc didn't include.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's...
No, it's very important to understand that.
It's
like Bordeaux. You have Bordeaux, Saint-Emilion, Médoc, but all fall into Bordeaux.
Well, let's talk about some of the wine regions that you make wines in.
Pic Saint-Loup. I don't make Pic Saint-Loup wine. They make great Syrah fruit, the style of Syrah, very fruit-driven.
Yeah.
La Clap makes very nice. I like the white one of La Clap.
Yeah, we tried that earlier.
Some of the great white wine, and they make some very good red wine more on the toward the sea.
Yeah.
Very interesting red wine with dents and fruit.
Where is La Clap?
La Clap is Narbonne.
Narbonne. So it's quite coastal.
Yeah, it's quite coastal here.
So it's on the plain. Is it quite? Is it?
No. It's a hills.
It is in the hills.
It used to be an island.
Oh, really?
It used to be an island, yeah.
Okay, so when the tide went out, you've got the plain and then the hill that...
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that's quite interesting.
La Clap is a hill, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. And what about Minervois? Do you guys make wine in Minervois?
We make Minervois, yeah, but we pick grapes also in Minervois that we use. The point is that when you're in an AOP area, you can decide to have AOP grapes or IGP grapes.
Yeah.
It's up to you. A Syrah, for example, you can decide it to claim it as AOP or IGP.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is why we pick grapes, Syrah, from the Minervois. We don't claim Minervois. We might claim Languedoc, or we might claim AGP from certain vineyards.
Yeah.
It can be both.
The vineyard can't be both, or the grapes can't. The grapes.
And the vineyard.
So if I picked half my vineyard and then the other half, I can't just say, oh, this half is AOC for Minervois and I'm going to use this half for IGP.
You can, but you it can. Has to be clearly designated.
When you pick them?
No, before you pick them.
Oh, really?
In May.
Okay, why is that? Is it to do with yields and...
Just the yields and the vineyard management.
Oh, okay, so you've got vineyard management as well. Is that trellising or what's going
on? No, it's pruning. It's mainly pruning, grapes per vine.
Grapes per vine.
Yeah, that's, and then you decide how you prune.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. And what sort of wines does Minervois make?
Minervois makes traditional AOP wines, so they are more on the spicy side, more on the tapenade or black olives.
Yeah, yeah.
It's difficult to compare, but there are wines with a nice garrigue, a spicy character, and black olives, and you know, empyreumatic type of aromatic with black currant, basically. But the dominant are empyreumatic.
Okay, and what did you say the grape variety was again?
Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre, Carignan.
So all the sort of classic, sort of Languedoc, Rhone Valley sort of varietals. Do you make anything in Côte de Roussillon?
We pick grapes, but the IGP in the Côte d'Roussillon part, but we don't claim them as Côte d'Roussillon. No.
And that's because of the yields and all that sort of stuff, or
because of what we want to do? It's not only the yields. We're not interested in making so far Côte d'Roussillon. Today we're interested to make Côte d'Roussillon, probably.
Yeah. Is that because you're quite big into blending and you use the fruit for blending purposes for some of the other wines?
Not only. I mean, it's a question of the way we sell our wine. First, our name, and then for the origin, we are from the Languedoc, and then our name, and then we take the roots of varietal or blends. It's a single varietal or blend. It depends basically on the cuvées that I make.
Yeah. Okay. And you're... We'll come back to that in a minute, actually. Let's just talk a couple of other things. Corbeers, you make some wine in Corbeers?
We make a bit, yeah.
Where's Corbeers?
Corbeers is across Minervois on the A61 across the road.
Yeah.
The road they go toward Bordeaux, right is Minervois, left is Corbeers, basically, to make it simple.
Yeah, you said Minervois was an old island in the past.
No, La Clap was.
Oh, La Clap, sorry, yeah, La Clap was an island. So, Corbeers, what sort of grape varieties are you growing there?
Grape varieties, same thing as Minervois. They are basically all the same. So the only difference, Corbeers, they allow more Carignan than...
Then
in other appellation, because Carignan is a traditional grape in the Corbière.
Okay. And no white wines, though, or...?
There are white wines, but they're confidential.
What do you mean confidential?
The production is very small. People prefer to take the route of IGP wine when it comes to white wine in these areas, because they allow for grape varieties that are not that easy to vinify and... they're not that in tune with what people expect with white wine, except with some exception, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's still interesting. Grenache Blanc, Malvoisie, Bourboulin, same thing.
Yeah, I noticed when we were tasting your wines, you do things like Sauvignon Blanc, which Historically, you think Sauvignon Blanc is more the Loire Valley than down in Languedoc ways.
Yeah, but you have some vineyards where you can have very nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yeah. No, there's some Sauvignon Blanc that we use in our tastings back in London.
Yeah.
And they're quite nice, and they're from the Languedoc region. Yeah. And they're actually surprisingly fresh. You know, I always think of the hotter it is, the less acidity the wine has, but they seem to hold on to their freshness quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. All right, then. We'll wrap it up there, and thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.